Welcome to another edition of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. I'm your host, Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops. I'll be with you each Saturday now at this time on WCLV 95.5 for a half hour of your favorite Pops music. This week's show is brought to you by your Cleveland Pops Orchestra. At the end of today's program, we'll be giving away tickets to an upcoming Cleveland Pops concert at Severance Hall, so stay tuned. Tonight's show features music from Meredith Willson's 1957 musical, The Music Man, as well as a visit from Montage, a vocal quartet that has performed with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra on several occasions and will be featured on our upcoming season at Severance Hall. Check our website at www.clevelandpops.com for all our upcoming concerts. Let's start with You Got Trouble, sung by Robert Preston, who created the role of Professor Harold Hill for both the Broadway and movie versions of The Music Man.
A pool table, don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk-line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch, make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got one, two, three, four, five, six pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beach tank pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker shirt tail young ones peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City, trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bevo, trying out Q-Babs, trying out TaylorMades like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen-Sen. One fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of the jungle, animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble,
oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children, children, gonna have trouble, 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 trouble.
Mothers of River City,
trouble, trouble.
Heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bag? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell, and so's your old man. What if so, my friends? You got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children, children, gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Here, we got big, big trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
Gotta rhyme it with P.
With P.
And that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
You've heard You Got Trouble from The Music Man. Words and music by Meredith Willson, sung by Robert Preston. On Friday, September 8th, at Severance Hall, The Cleveland Pops Orchestra's opening concert for its 2000-2001 season will feature three excerpts from The Music Man, including You Got Trouble, which will be sung by our brilliant guest baritone, Greg Bush. I spoke to Greg yesterday, and he's very excited about singing this wonderful selection with the Cleveland Pops. The Music Man opened on December 19, 1957, and ran for 1,375 performances. It is currently enjoying a revival on Broadway, and its songs have become classics. Meredith Willson wrote several other musicals, including The Unsinkable Molly Brown, but he will always be remembered for The Music Man. Predating rap by some 30 years, the opening number of Music Man is spoken in rhythm rather than sung, as the bouncing train helps accentuate the rhythms. Let's listen to Rock Island, the opening scene of The Music Man.
Credit is no good to an ocean salesman.
What? All aboard?
Why not? What's the matter with credit?
Why, it's old-fashioned.
Charlie, you're an anvil salesman. Your firm give credit?
No, sir.
Nor anybody else.
River City, next station stop. River City, next.
Cash for the merchandise. Cash for the button hooks.
Cash for the cotton goods. Cash for the hard goods.
Cash for the fancy goods. Cash for the soft goods.
Cash for the noggins and the piggins and the frickins.
Cash for the hogshead cask and jemmy jar.
Cash for the crackers and the pickles and the flypaper.
Look, what do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk?
Where do you get it?
What do you talk?
You can talk, you can talk. You can bicker, you can talk. You can bicker, bicker, bicker. You can talk, you can talk. You can talk, 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 talk. Bicker, bicker, bicker. You can talk all you want, but it's different than it was.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. But you gotta know the territory.
Shh, 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 shh.
Why, it's the Model T Ford made the trouble, made the people wanna go, wanna get, wanna get, wanna get up and go. 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, 22, 23 miles to the county seat.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Who's gonna patronize a little bitty 2x4 kind of store anymore?
What do you talk? What do you talk?
Where do you get it?
Not the Model T at all. Take a gander at the store, at the modern store, at the present day store, at the present day modern departmentalized grocery store.
What do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk?
Where do you get it?
What do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk?
Where do you get it?
You can talk, you can bicker. You can talk, you can bicker. You can talk, 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 bicker, bicker, bicker. You can talk all you want, but it's different than it was.
No, it ain't, but you gotta know the territory.
Why, it's a you need a biscuit made the trouble. You need a, you need a. Put the crackers in the package. The you need a biscuit in an airtight sanitary package made the Cracker Barrel obsolete, obsolete.
Obsolete, obsolete, obsolete.
Cracker Barrel went out the window with the mail pouch cut plug chawn by the stove. Changed the approach of the traveling salesman. Made it pretty hard.
No, it didn't, no, it didn't, but you gotta know the territory.
Gone, gone. Gone with the hogshead cask and demijohn. Gone with the sugar barrel, pickle barrel, milk pan. Gone with the tub and the pail and the tears.
Ever meet a fellow by the name of Hill?
Hill.
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 No. Just a minute, just a minute, just a minute.
Never heard of any salesman, Hill.
Now, he doesn't know the territory.
Doesn't know the territory.
What's the fella's line?
Never worries about his line.
Never worries about his line?
Or the Cracker Barrel being obsolete, or the you need a biscuit in an airtight sanitary package, or the Model T Ford.
Just a minute, just a minute, just a minute.
Never worries about his line.
Never worries about his line.
Or a doggone thing. He's just a bang-beat, bell-ringing, big hog, great gold, neck-or-nothing, rip-roaring every time a bullseye salesman. That's Professor Harold Hill. Harold Hill,
tell us what's his line. What's his line?
He's a fake, and he doesn't know the territory.
What are you talking? What do you talk? What do you talk? What do you talk?
He's a music man.
He's a what?
He's a what?
He's a music man, and he sells clarinets to the kids in the town with the big trombones and the rat-a-tat drums. Big brass bass, and the piccolo uniforms too, with the shiny gold braid on the coat and a big red stripe running.
Well, I don't know much about bands, but I do know you can't make a living selling big trombones, no, sir. Mandolin picks, perhaps, and here and there a jew's harp.
No, the fella sells bands, boys' bands. I don't know how he does it. But he lives like a king, and he dallies, and he gathers, and he plucks, and he shines. And when the man dances, certainly, boys, what else? The piper pays him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When the man dances, certainly, boys, what else? The piper pays him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But he doesn't know the territory.
That was Rock Island, the opening number to Meredith Willson's The Music Man. Let's take a short pause. After its premiere in 1957, reviews for The Music Man were unanimously favorable, and the show even beat out West Side Story for a Tony Award for Best Musical that year. One of the great strokes of genius by Meredith Willson was the inclusion of a barbershop quartet in the fabric of the show. These members of the River City School Board, who were always bickering, became the best of friends as Professor Harold Hill made them into a barbershop quartet. The original group for the show was the Buffalo Bills. As I began to look for new ideas for programming for the Cleveland Pops, I thought that the vocal quartet would be a good addition to our programs. We have had two vocal quartets on our concerts, Millennium and Montage, and both groups were very well received by our audiences. I'm delighted to welcome the vocal quartet Montage to the studios at WCLV. They will now be heard singing Light a Rose from The Music Man.
Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, to get the sun back in my sky. Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, about 1,000 kisses shy. Ding dong ding, I can hear the chapel bell chime. Ding dong ding, at the least suggestion I'll pop the question. Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, without a sweetheart to my name. Light a rose, now everyone knows that I am hoping you're the same. So here is my love song, not fancy or fine. Light a rose, oh, won't you be mine? Light a rose, oh, light a rose, oh, light a rose.
That was great, guys. Thanks so much. Live from the studios of WCLV, that was the vocal quartet Montage singing Light a Rose from The Music Man. I'd like to ask each of the members to introduce himself and tell us what he does in real life.
Yes, my name is Alan Reese. I sing tenor, which is the top part. And in real life, I am a field engineer for NCR Corporation.
I'm Glenn Siebert. I'm the lead singer or melody singer. And I sing. I work for Ridge Associates. And I'm in sales. I basically help people get along better so they can do their work.
My name is Richard Clem. I'm the baritone in the group. I work for Kirkwood Industries. It's a manufacturer in Cleveland, Ohio.
And last but not least, I'm Max French, and I sing the bass part or the bottom notes. And I'm kind of a semi-retired financial planner, and I do insurance benefit planning.
Well, Max, it's pretty obvious that you are the bass, that's for sure. How long have you guys been singing together, and how'd you get together to start with?
Well, we've been together about 3.5 years now. We started in November of 1997. We've been singing barbershop harmony probably for 30 or 40 years, each one of us separately, in several quartets. But this current montage certainly represents a highlight in our careers.
And what circumstance got you together? I mean, did you?
Well, Richard and I almost grew up together. We have known each other for many years, 30 or 35 years. And my dad was a barbershopper. I remember as a little kid sitting on the stairs listening to the bass go boom, boom, boom. That was always a thrill, but had college quartets. But I was singing baritone and wanted to sing lead. I wanted to be the melody singer. And so I invited Richard and Max to join me, and we didn't have a tenor. And finally, this guy came along because his wife and my wife knew each other. So it was
That's
great.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it just really worked out.
Tell us a little about the world of barbershopping. I know in Northeast Ohio, there are several chapters.
Yeah, there's, I think, 8 or 9 chapters in Northeast Ohio, and then if you would include in Akron and the Canton area. And a barbershop chapter, it's kind of like a men's chorus. And we tend to learn in the music category the stock arrangements of things so that we can interchange. I could go to another chapter and sing half the songs that they're singing and vice versa. So. When you get into quartetting, however, the arrangements get a little bit different, so it changes quite a little bit.
I guess it was a thrill for you to sing in Severance Hall last season.
Oh, it was. It was really, really a thrill. Not only with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, but with that redesigned hall, and the acoustics were just beautiful.
Great.
You know, what's so interesting, too, is the men in the chapters that Max was referring to, many of them don't read music, don't need to read music. If they love to sing, we'd love to have them contact us, and we can put them in the right chapter logistically.
Great. Okay, let's listen to one more selection. Glenn, do you want to introduce this piece?
Sure. This is a novelty number written by one of our barbershoppers, Al Rakop, down in Florida. He wrote the song originally, the lyrics and the text, and he also did the arrangement. So it speaks for itself, but let me just put this one on my wife. This isn't true, but let's just pretend this tells a story about how I met Paloma.
I met a girl who told me she's a dancer, a prettier girl I've never seen before. I went to the theater to see her. What a shock! When I opened up the door, she was dancing the bump, bump, bumpity bump. The audience was going wild. She looked at me and threw me a kiss as I came stumbling down the aisle. With every bump, bump, bumpity bump, my heart started bumping too. Now every night you see me in the front row seat, and I'll be cheering with the rest of them, stomping my feet. I knew I met a gal to make my life complete. With a bump, bump, bumpity, 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 bump,
I took her home to meet my pa. They said she was the girl for me.
They wished us both a happy life. That's when I made this gal my wife.
Now I get home each night about 5. She's got that radio on. She starts moving all around the kitchen floor. The neighbors peeking in, screaming more, more, more. Yeah, yeah, they ask if I sold tickets at my front door.
To watch her dance the bumpity bump.
One more time.
Starts moving all around the kitchen floor. Neighbors peeking in and screaming more, more, more. Ask if I sold tickets at my front door.
To watch her
dance, dance, dance the bumpity bump. Swing and sway night and day. Love that bumpity bump, 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 bumpity bump.
All right. That was the vocal quartet montage right here in the studios of WCLV. They'll be singing on our Cleveland Pops program of April 6, 2001 at Severance Hall. It's time for a short break. Let's take a moment to examine the life of our composer of The Music Man, Meredith Wilson. As a boy, Wilson had played the flute in his town band, starting a career that led him first to the John Philip Sousa Band, then to the New York Philharmonic, where he played under Toscanini and Stravinsky, among other conductors. Prodded by his mother to become a conductor himself, Wilson moved to the West Coast, from the San Francisco Symphony to the Western Division of NBC Radio, where he served as musical director of such programs as Maxwell House Showboat and Good News. His song, You and I, was a number one hit for the Glenn Miller Band in 1941. His May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You became the radio theme song for Tallulah Bankhead. During World War II, Wilson helped organize the War Department's V-Disc series of recordings for troops overseas. Through 8 years and 40 songs and 30 drafts, Meredith Wilson developed The Music Man. It was one of the very rare Broadway hits with book, music, and lyrics by the same person. So let's take a moment now and listen to something which actually is taken from the patter arias of Rossini and Donizetti, the Italian opera composers of the 19th century. Let's listen to Pick a Little, Talk a Little.
Pick a little, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, chip, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, chip, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, chip, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, chip, 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 chip.
Professor, her kind of woman doesn't belong in any committee. Of course, I shouldn't tell you this, but she advocates dirty books.
Dirty books?
Chaucer, Rabelais, Bolzer.
I'll tell.
The man lived on my street. Let me tell.
No, I'll tell. She made brazen overtures to a man who didn't have a friend in this town until she came here.
Oh, yes, that woman made brazen overtures with a gilt-edged guarantee. She had a golden glint in her eye and a silver voice with a counterfeit ring. Just melt her down and you'll reveal a lump of lead as cold as steel here where a woman's heart should be.
He left River City, the library.
Before we conclude our show, I'd like to mention that at 7:30 tonight in the town square of Brunswick, Ohio, the Cleveland Pops can be heard in a free outdoor concert of Pops favorites. This concert is sponsored by First Merit Bank. If you're in the area and haven't made plans yet, come on over and enjoy the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's concert Under the Stars. Our final number from Music Man will be the Wells Fargo Wagon with Eddie Hodges as Winthrop. Don't forget that highlights from The Music Man will be included on the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's opening concert on Friday, September 8th at Severance Hall. Call 216-231-1111 for tickets. As we play the Wells Fargo Wagon, we're going to give away two free tickets to this concert. All you have to do is name the gal who played Marion opposite Robert Preston in the movie version of The Music Man. Call 1-800-343-WCLV. That's 1-800-343-9258.
Maple sugar on my birthday.
In March I got a great Mackinac.
And once I got some grapefruit from Tampa.
Montgomery Ward sent me a bathtub and a cross-cut saw.
Oh, the Wells Fargo Wagon is up. Coming down, is it a prepaid surprise of COD?
It could be curtains
or dishes
or a double boiler.
Or it could be.
Yes, it could be. Yes, you're right. It surely could be.
Something
very, very special now.
Just for me.
Oh, the Wells Fargo Wagon is a coming down the street. Don't let it pass my door. Oh, the Wells Fargo Wagon is a coming down the street. I wish I knew what he was coming for.
I got some salmon from Seattle last September.
And I expect a new rocket ship.
Until you stop, until you stop, or you.
from Meredith Wilson's The Music Man, you've heard the Wells Fargo Wagon. Congratulations to our winner, who correctly identified Shirley Jones as the woman who played Marion opposite Robert Preston in the movie version of The Music Man. You've won two free tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's opening Severance Hall concert on Friday, September 8th. Don't forget to visit our website at www.clevelandpops.com for information about all our upcoming concerts. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. This is your host, Carl Topolo, suggesting you take time from your busy week to stop and listen to the music.